You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today, we are going to talk about a very important topic, back to school with chiropractic checkups, why backpack and work-study economics are critically important to your child's spinal health. Hello, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
I'm really well, thanks, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing well today, and thank you for joining me for this good back-to-school information. So here we go. What does the term ergonomics mean, and why is it so important for a child's growth and development?
Yeah, great question. Ergonomics is essentially the study of people's efficiency in their working environment. So how is that person, child, essentially sitting in the classroom, sitting and studying at home in the library, and or we're going to discuss this, standing. And it's critically important to get this right. Our child's spines are so bendy and malleable that posture plays a huge role into how that spine develops over time. And then your posture is essentially a window to your health. Poor posture creates a chronically stressed environment. We're going to be discussing all the things that can cause as we go through this chat. But if your child has poor posture, it's something you absolutely want to get on top of, just because the things that can happen kind of downstream from poor posture, which essentially comes from things such as poor ergonomics in the classroom, at home, in the library, or wherever they're kind of doing their study.
And for children sitting at a desk or in front of a computer, what is the best ergonomic setup that will allow them to be comfortable and maintain proper posture?
Yeah, great question. I think the first thing we need to discuss is motion's lotion. So any posture, regardless of how good it is for a prolonged period of time, has a negative effect on the body, right? We are bipedal, we have two legs and eyes in the front of our head. We're built to be upright and moving. This concept of being pinned to your desk all day, every day, in the classroom, at work, studying, wherever it is not what our bodies are built for, so it's pretty important to get it right. So if we go through the ergonomics of sitting, you know, you could jump on Google Images, Pinterest, and just type punch in there, you know, best sitting ergonomics. There's great kind of pictures that you can look at. Our YouTube channel, South Loop Chiropractor, has some awesome videos on how you should be sitting and standing at work. But for anyone who's kind of listening, ergonomic setup's going to be, if we're talking about sitting specifically, when we sit, we want to start off with the butt at the front of the chair. You want to slide back until our back touches the chair, and this is for everyone, not just kids. They want to lean back a little bit, so our shoulders are behind our hips. If your shoulders are on top of your hips, but most importantly, if we start to creep in front of the hips in flexion, leaning forward, it increases the pressure of the disc in your low back by 300%. So that can really break the spine down quickly, can pull us forward, can pull us out of alignment. Secondly, you want to make sure your feet are flat on the floor, 90-degree bend in the knee. So if your chair's too high, you're going to have your tiptoes on the floor. If your chair's too low, you're going to have knees that are above your waist. That's going to create a lot of hip impingement, a lot of pressure on the back of the leg. Then you want to be nice and snug to the desk. So essentially, you want to kind of be getting your stomach right into the desk, even touching it. And then importantly, the desk needs to be the right height. So if you imagine you're sitting at your desk, you don't want your shoulders elevated. You want your shoulders down and relaxed. And then you want to obtuse angle of around 90 degrees, probably get to about 10 degrees between the elbow, in the elbow, and then you want to make sure your wrist is nice and flat. So if your desk's too high, your wrists are going to be flexed open or flexed, so kind of it's where you're bringing your wrist towards you. And if the desk's too low, you're going to be in flexion, which is essentially where your wrist is flexed down. So all those things can create irritation in the elbow, the shoulders, the wrist. And then really importantly, you want to make sure your computer screen's at eye level, and you're not looking up or looking down, so you're in neutral posture. And a key piece to that is if you are looking down a little bit, that's okay. But a kind of slip and check is four fingers between your chin and your chest. You just know, have no more flexion, so looking down than that. So if you're in that posture, that's your working posture. But then you shouldn't be in that posture 20, 30 minutes. Then we should be standing up for the rest of the hour, 30 to 40 minutes. So again, I'm not sure if schools have stand-up desks yet, but hopefully that's coming down the pipe. I know work study stations at home should absolutely have a stand-up desk. So again, standing, even weight distribution into your feet, nice and snug to the desk, shoulders are down and relaxed, more than 90 degree elbow, degree bend in your elbow, no flexion extension in your wrist, so it's nice and neutral. And then your workstation's raised up, so you're looking straight out, you're not looking down. If you are looking down, it's more of an eye down than a face down. And then again, maximum amount of flexion is four fingers between your chin and your chest. Once you get past that, it can really start creating that tech neck, you know, where the neck goes straight, and this just has massive amount of issues for kids, particularly neurological sensory issues. So yeah, make sure we're sitting and we're standing, and when we are sitting and standing, we're in good posture, and we're making some time to be up, down throughout the day. If that's in the classroom, in the library, at home, wherever we're kind of getting the work done.
And now, when shopping for a new backpack, what are the basic guidelines for choosing the one that fits best?
Yeah, great question. I think it starts with weight. Liz, backpacks should not weigh any more than 15% of your child's body weight. So obviously, if your child's 100 pounds, that's 15 pounds. And you want to actually weigh that. You know, if you get one of those suitcase sales that you have at home to make sure your bag's not over 50 pounds, you can do that with your backpack. And obviously, you know, all the textbox and school supplies that are in the backpack should be in the locker and kept in the locker and then moved in and out of the backpack. You know, we have kids coming into practice who just have, you know, backpacks weigh about half their body weight, and it's just really having a detrimental effect on their spine and their posture. And then obviously, we work with a company called Bixby. They're a specific kids brand, and they specialize in ergonomics, ergonomic school equipment. They have a great backpack that obviously comes double strap. You never want a single strap, so it's even weight distribution into the shoulders. I like the chest piece that comes across the front, so you can pull it nice and snug, which keeps the backpack nice and tight to the spine. Obviously, if it's loose and it starts to drift away, and then you've got the space between the backpack and the low back, that pulls you into extension, which can really beat up the lower base of your, kind of the lower portion of your low back. And then I like the Bixby backpacks because they're oblong in nature, so your books are going kind of spine down then spine up. This evenly distributes the weight. It's a great backpack. So yeah, I'd say weight, shape of the backpack, double strap, chest strap, nice and snug to the spine, is the best way to obviously fit your kid with a backpack before they go back to school this fall.
All right. Now, is there a right way and a wrong way to carry a backpack?
Yeah, I think I just answered that question for you, right, Liz. Wrong way is a backpack that weighs more than 15% of their body weight. It's a single strap on one shoulder. It's a crossbody bag. And then it's a bag that's really loose, so it gets away from the spine. All those things are going to essentially start pulling us out of alignment. It's going to, over time, that micro stress is going to change the shape of your kid's posture. You know, spine works something called kinematics. So if your backpack's going one way, your low back starts to shift. Well, where does your head go? It goes the other way, right? To counteract it. So next thing you know, you've got that huge anterior head carriage, your neck's going straight, and then you're into extension, so your shoulders are behind your hips, compressing that lumbosacral juncture at the base of your low back. So yeah, getting your backpack ergonomics correct is critically important for allowing your child's spine to grow and develop as it should in good alignment.
And lastly, what are some good exercises kids can practice every day to help break their poor posture habits like slouching and hunching over?
Yeah, great question. We built this into our corporate athletes and our kids who at school. We like to educate our patient on postural breaks. So, you know, if you sit down in class at 8 a.m. and you get up at 3 p.m., you know, you should be spending some time, at least twice a day, I typically like to say between breakfast and lunch, lunch and dinner. You just step away from your desk and you just do some basic posture exercise you can do standing up. So neck flexors sit deep in the neck. They help keep your head back. They pick up on movements. If you're pinned to your desk all day, they get weak and lazy. So that allows your spine to, or your neck to shift forward. So that's like that classic anterior head carriage, that forward head shift, which is obviously no good. And then all the muscles that sit deep in between the shoulder blades, again, they pick up our movement. If we're not moving, everything we're doing is in front of us, in the chest, in the traps, in the shoulders. So then you get those rounded shoulders, the scapulars, your shoulder blades start to pull off the rib cage. So you can see that space between the ribs and the scapula. That's no good. That's going to get that forward posture, which essentially increases the hunch. So then we stand up against the wall. We're doing some cars, controlled articular rotation of the shoulder, activate those shoulder muscles, and then we're doing some pull work. So simple stuff you can do standing up, keep your elbows nice and tight to your hips and just externally rotate the arms outwards. So it's like you kind of imagine your Woody from Toy Story, someone's pulling on that toy string and you're just engaging those muscles between your shoulder blades. You can spend 3 to 5 minutes in a session and get some really effective postural rehab done while at school, in the library, work from home. And that's the adults listening to. You should be doing the same thing.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stringer. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for your time and your help today.
You're welcome, Liz. Thanks for having me on.
And for our listeners across the country, if you're interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.